It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Good morning, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
Not too bad. A little breezy outside this morning, but you know what? It's not too bad.
No, not too bad at all.
It's breezy and 26 degrees. Better than that cold north wind and, what was it, 25 below zero?
Yeah, 24, I think is what
yeah,
we got to that one day.
I don't really need that too much anymore. I'm sure we'll have our cold spells and things. Winter's far from over yet, but at least for right now, a little comfortable to conditions would be just fine. Kendall Warren is in the studio. Wow. Can I just start over again? Kendall Warren is in the studio this morning. He'd like to tell us today a little bit about W&S Appliance. At least I spelled it right, huh?
You did good, Ben. Got some used electric ranges, six of them. Sick? Now you got me doing it.
It's contagious.
One of them near new, double oven. Got two cooktop, one electric, one gas. Used portable air cleaner, near new. Several used microwave hood combinations. Got in two used portable dishwashers, both in good condition. Two used built-in dishwashers. Several used gas and electric dryers. Got used refrigerators, have four of them, one 10-foot, one 14-cubic-foot, one 21-cubic-foot, and one 3-cubic-foot, and two matched washer-dryer sets. Excuse me. Got water softeners by Luxury, an Iowa company. Bring us a small sample of water. We'll test it for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S Appliance. Lots of ranges, gas and electric by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, and LG. GE and Frigidaire, freestanding, on display. Full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Hey, I saw this yesterday, so I had to throw this in at you real quick here. Tom Brady, New England Patriots, mm-hmm. Super Bowl. They win. Season's over, right? No.
Yeah.
Tom's getting sacked one more time.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, one more sack this year. The four-time NFL champion is getting sacked by the Internal Revenue Service.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So you say you want to win the Super Bowl, huh? I saw this note on Fox Business yesterday. It said the four-time NFL champion owes a hefty tax bill after leading the Patriots to their win over Seattle. It says Brady will be taxed for his Super Bowl winnings as well as the Chevy Colorado pickup truck that was given to the game's most valuable player, which he won. For winning the Super Bowl, Brady's taxes will be more than $62,000. That's according to the rates compiled by the Americans for Tax Reform. Brady gets paid by the NFL, along with his Patriots teammates. They all get a bonus of $97,000 each for winning the game. And since Brady is subject to the top income tax rate of 39.6%, plus the top Medicare tax rate of 3.8%, which is split with the NFL, that means that's about $40,700 in additional income taxes for winning the Super Bowl. Congratulations, we're taking some of your money. Now, Brady also won that Colorado, that pickup truck, because he was the MVP. Well, that gets taxed also. It's a taxable prize under Section 74 of the IRS code. It says taxes are levied on the fair market value of that Colorado. Americans for Tax Reform went with a conservative estimate of $34,000. That's according to TrueCar. And so that means Brady owes another $13,464 in prize taxes, or 39.6% of the market value. That's not all. Brady has said that he's giving the Colorado pickup to cornerback Malcolm Butler. You might remember he was the guy who intercepted that late pass that secured the Super Bowl victory. That means Brady owes a gift tax on that transaction. The tax code allows up to $14,000 in tax-free gifts, so that means the Colorado is a taxable gift of $20,000. 14 minus the 34 minus the 14. And at the top rate of 40%, that means Brady needs to pay another $8,000. That brings his total bill for the truck to $21,464. And we're not finished. Like many states, Arizona has what's called a jock tax. In addition to every other, most every state has one. Most folks don't realize this. It's financial Olympics for a professional athlete to pay their taxes. Because many states tax the athletes for each day they spend within the state's borders. So you take baseball, for example, 162 games, and you're traveling here, 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 and here, here. The St. Louis Cardinals don't just get taxed in Missouri. They get taxed in every state they play in during the course of the year. So that's going to add up as well. So There you go. Now, are you feeling sorry for Tom? Mm. Probably not so much because he recently restructured his contract with the Patriots. He gets a base salary of around $27 million or so over the next three seasons. So I'd still be okay with paying the tax bill at that point, wouldn't
you? Yeah, yeah.
That's not so bad. Yeah. Well, anyway.
Can you decline the truck, though?
I don't know. I don't know.
Thanks, guys, for the offer, but, you know.
Appreciate it, fellas, but, you know, let's just transfer. Yeah, why don't you guys just get nigh? I don't know. Apparently you can't. I don't know. Anyway, I saw that the other day, and I thought, okay, there you go. They get into you every which way, don't they? I know the snow is disappearing here rapidly around the area, but you know we're going to have some more before the winter is over. And actually, in some areas, there's still plenty of snow to play around with. It was stacked pretty high after that snow that we had, those few snows we had last weekend. So what about keeping the kids busy outdoors? Get them outside. Do something a little bit different. I saw this note. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources put together a little piece talking about building a snowman bird feeder. This is kind of a different take on snowmen and bird feeders. Iowa Outdoor Magazine, they kind of combined the two, and the DNR's Tim Gedler helps to manage Walnut Woods State Park. He's an avid bird feeder, too, and he said it's kind of different. He says you can do some different things, like keep Frosty chilled, build him on the shady north sides of the buildings. That way it'll stick around a lot longer. And a lot of feeder birds need a perch, so use some twigs, maybe for the arms of your snowman. But to attract different kind of birds, you can spread some feed on the ground, because there are birds like white-throated sparrows, mourning doves, field sparrows, different types of things like that are ground feeders. But if you want to try to have a snowman and maybe attract some wildlife to the area, they suggest peanuts. They provide a nutritious diet for birds. There are a whole bunch of different types of birds that enjoy those types of things. Unsalted brands are safe for birds. Whole peanuts in the shell would be the number one food for blue jays. And they say you can use the peanuts, maybe for buttons and eyes on the bird. Makes more sense than a lump of coal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You can carve out some niches to place chunks of suet. He suggests maybe or maybe some sticks. Hang the high-energy snack in onion sacks, things like that. You can place suet high out of the reach of dogs, because they'll take that too. Don't use bacon grease. That's too salty and full of preservatives. But the suet chunks make great teeth, eyes, and ears for any snowman. So you can put those up high. They also suggest maybe take and smear some peanut butter onto an old corn cob and use that for a nose. You can also add it to pine cones and then dip and roll the cones in some seeds. And tie some ribbon or twine to the cone to hang it around the neck and the arms. Kind of decorate up your snowman a little bit. Providing high oil and fat content is easy with black oil sunflower seed, which is less expensive and easier to crack and digest than the striped variety of sunflower seeds that you normally see. The birds love that. Also, maybe dress your snowman up with some food strings of things like popcorn and cranberries to increase the food variety and attract different colorful birds. There are different types like chickadees and nuthatches that will feed on the popcorn. Wintering robins, cedar waxwings, woodpeckers, and cardinals will eat the cranberries, and blue jays will dine on both of those varieties. But make sure you use unsalted, unbuttered popcorn. Going to keep the cholesterol down for those guys, huh? Also, another thing they suggest is maybe you want to put that old wide-brimmed hat up on the top of the snowman. If you really want it to look like Frosty, well, maybe that the brim of the hat, the top of the hat, could be loaded up with sunflower seeds, raisins, maybe some cracked corn. A light-colored hat will actually absorb less heat. You know, everything we've seen of Frosty the Snowman, he's always wearing that black hat. Well, if you put a light-colored hat on, it'll absorb less heat. That'll help Frosty keep his cool and keep him around a little bit longer. Those are just some simple suggestions, but, you know, if you're going to go out and have a little bit of fun out there in the snow, yeah, remember, some of the wildlife around you, it's not the easiest life for them either. They have a hard time sometimes finding the food that they need, especially with a lot of snow cover on the ground. So maybe you can have the kids come up with a little plan to help them out a little bit, have some fun with that snowman, make it productive.
Could be a fun idea, and then, of course, once birds take some of that stuff away, go out there, do it again. Decorate him up again.
Yeah. If your snowman sticks around.
Yeah.
I guess the key is shady area, maybe on the north side of the building somewhere where it's not catching direct sunlight most of the time. But as I said, I know if you look out in the yard, yeah, there are stripes of brown again where the snow's all disappearing. But you can find pretty good piles of snow out there yet. It's not all gone yet. And we'll have some more. I'm certain we're not done with the winter weather quite yet. Well, I turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell you more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of freezers, chest and upright, Whirlpool Manor and Frigidaire, sizes from 5 through and including 22 cubic foot, and most of those are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Got lots of refrigerators, over 80 new units in stock, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG, and Frigidaire. Got a good selection of models, colors, and prices. And as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Washers and dryers, front-load and top-load models, tub sizes up to 5.2 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. Both the washer and dryer carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. In addition to that, the washer motor is guaranteed for 5 years, and the washer transmission for 15 years. Stop and see us. Peanuts are there and the coffee's on. Jim?
Yeah, thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.